Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from Birmingham, England. What were you saying about Birmingham earlier today, Ted? It is just, it's what, frowned upon by basically every other city in England or something?
Yeah, it's up, I believe it's up north, and people think of it kind of, it was home to a lot of factories and stuff back in the day.
Right. You know what? Actually, you're right. That's where Ozzy's from, Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath, and their early stories are like, my dad worked at a factory and life sucked. But essentially, that was it. Well, this takes place in Birmingham, England, and the cops there, they got a call because someone saw a guy, quote, acting suspiciously inside of a Ford Focus. Well, the cops go to check it out, and they realize it's not that the guy was trying to be suspicious. Somehow, this guy was trapped inside of the car. I cannot explain it. They don't know if he was locked in. They don't know what it was, but he could not figure out a way out of the Ford Focus. But anyway, finally, the cops just said, you know what, man, we got to break the window to get you the hell out. We don't understand the problem. So they did. They broke the window, but then the cops noticed that the car had fake license plates. And then they realized that this particular Ford Focus had been reported stolen. So the guy that they had to rescue from the Ford Focus ended up getting arrested for car theft.
Damn, how do you not know how to get out of a car?
Especially if you know how to steal it. And I feel
even
like
the cops could go through the window. Dude, just hit that button right there.
But something went wrong because, I mean, even the cops had to break the windows. And I'm sure they said, hey, unlock the door. Didn't work. Do this, do that, whatever. They broke the window. And it's like, wait a minute. Did you steal this?
I did.
Ironically, it was lost focus.
I can't believe they would buy that car over there.
Yeah, to be honest with you. Again, it's Birmingham, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, Birmingham.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
I'm just trying to. I like Peaky Blinders.
I know you did. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Boo, bitches!
Boo! All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Then I shouldn't even have to tell you this, but you have a choice of one of three stories. The wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Well, just a little bit, because
we're
starting from the
butt. Okay. Yeah. What a great song.
It is.
Me and the kids sit around the fireplace.
Put a tin can in your butt.
Yeah. All right, here's your story. We have a team of surgeons managed to extract something from an Egyptian man's stomach. Now, the sick man arrived at the hospital's emergency department suffering from, you guessed it, severe abdominal pain. And he confessed to having swallowed something over a period of time. Now, after a four-hour surgery, the doctors did succeed in saving the man's life, who also suffered from severe infections in the abdomen and the intestines. But it turned out, in addition to the initial object that he confessed to swallowing, doctors found other objects in there as well. And the medical team, they also managed to remove a number of other items from the intestines of the 20-year-old patient. They say, including jewelry. So what I'm going to ask you is, keep in mind, this guy has a problem with just swallowing stuff. So my question for you is, what did he not have in his stomach? What did stop him? I know. What did he not? I know. As soon as I said it, I'm like, I should have phrased that different. So what did he not have in his stomach? Did he not have a lighter? Did he not have nail clippers? Did he not have a fork? Or did he not have coins? So lighter, nail clippers, fork, or coins, which one of those did he not have in his stomach?
Lighter, fork, coins. I really don't know. I mean, the fork sounds, makes more sense. What do you guys think?
I think the fork seems physically difficult, although it could be done. Coins are smaller. Nail clippers are smaller. I think the danger involved would be putting a lighter with lighter fluid in your stomach. Because eventually stomach acid could work its way through anything. So over time.
And by the way, just give you guys, I mean, I don't know if this helps at all, but one of the things they say last year, that same team of surgeons, they extracted 20, not from one patient, but over the course of time, 20 tablespoons, four forks, and a number of toothbrushes from another patient's stomach.
I think, Anthony, I'm going to go lighter. Because it seems like not that there's not a dangerous element involved in all this stuff. Obviously, this guy's got a problem.
Yes, you think?
But I just don't, you know. Maybe he's a smoker. If you're a smoker, you would never want to lose your lighter. Lighter's too important. I'm going to go with lighter.
Yeah, that does make sense. I'm going to go with lighter. Final answer.
Just hear me out here. The thing is that other things seem harder to swallow. The coin seems like the easiest.
Correct. Sure.
So that's my theory. There's no coins in there because
it's easier to pass to.
Yeah. I mean that just happens. Yeah. There's a trust me. There's a lighter in there. That one I feel confident about.
There's a lighter in that belly.
Right. That's a different. That's a different theory, Anthony. What are you thinking? You want to stick with lighter? Final answer.
Actually, 10 makes more sense. So I'm going to go with that. Just going to change it to a coin.
Okay. So Ted and Anthony are going to go coins. We got that right? And
yep.
I'm going to go lighter. We're going to find out what the guy did not have in his stomach. Was it a lighter, nail clippings, a fork, or coins next?
That was a
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Profile this takes us to Egypt. Surgeons removed something from an Egyptian man's stomach. He admitted swallowing something. Doctors did find that, but they also found a whole lot of other things.
Yeah, that's basically it.
So, question is, what did he not have? What did he not have in his stomach? Was it a lighter? Was it nail clippers? Was it a fork? Or was it coins?
And Anthony, that is the question that we posed to you. Now, you started with a lighter, in which case you agreed with Miles, and then Ted made his, gave his theory, and you ended up agreeing with Ted and said coins. Quite simply, obviously this guy has a problem, and coins are kind of the least dangerous out of the whole thing, I guess.
Not coins?
I'm sorry. Not coins. He did have coins in his belly. He also had a lighter, Miles, in his belly. He also had the nail clippers in his belly.
So it was a fork.
It was the fork. Now, keep in mind, he did not swallow a fork. But again, last year, there was another guy who had four forks, 20 tablespoons, and toothbrushes in his stomach.
I was thinking, there's no way they could get the fork out.
Get the fork out! I'm sorry, what? Get the fork out.
I should have known that.
Yep. No chance. Yeah. And no chance.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today will be the Jimmys,
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon,
Seth Meyers.
All right.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Yeah, right there in the title for you. All these guys have teams of professional writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Big congrats to the L.A. Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays on making it to the World Series. This is annoying. At the same time, the Dodgers and Rays are on Fox. NBC is airing a competing World Series with the Astros and the Braves.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Jimmy Fallon.
Congrats to the L.A. Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays for making it to the World Series. This is annoying. At the same time, the Dodgers and the Rays are playing on Fox. NBC is airing a competing World Series with the Astros and Braves.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Natural Light is holding a contest where one winner and three guests get to drink cheap beer and fly around in the company's private jet. The sad part is the private jet is just a Cessna.
Me touch me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I still enjoy a Natty Light.
Can't believe they have a corporate jet, but I guess Natty Light is Miller Coors, right?
They still make a whole
lot of
money.
Oh, it's Budweiser. Yeah. Well, Budweiser, you know, probably has a jet, too.
You taught me that. That's what I was there instead of Miller Light.
Oh, that's right. Natural Light is. Always because I always think Natty Ice. Yeah, you're right. Natural Light's good beer.
How are fans in L.A. celebrating? They had a drive-in watch party at Dodger Stadium. Tickets for the World Series to sit in the parking lot are $75 to bring your car. That's right. The pandemic has gone on so long that people are willing to pay $75 to get back in a traffic jam.
Fallon.
Kimmel.
Kimmel.
This is how the fans here in L.A. are celebrating. They had a drive-in watch party at Dodger Stadium. Tickets for the World Series games to sit in the parking lot are $75 to bring your car. That's right. This quarantine has gone on so long, people in L.A. are now willing to pay $75 to get back in a traffic jam.
You know, full disclosure, I'd go do it.
I don't know, man. $75 bucks.
I don't know. If the Seahawks are in the Super Bowl, you're in a lot. You can haul coins at the same time.
You almost were going to see the NLCS champions live.
We don't need that right now, Montgomery. All right. Yeah, opening day. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, we did.
Went with the World Series.
Dugout tickets.
Yeah.
Damn.
One of the best teams in baseball.
Magic Johnson. Free hot dogs. AMC Theaters is now offering a new way to go to the movies during the pandemic. You can rent an entire movie theater for up to 20 people. Nothing lifts your spirits like watching Sonic the Hedgehog in an abandoned building.
Seth?
Fallon.
AMC Theaters is now offering a new way to go to the movies during the pandemic. Listen to this.
The country's largest movie theater chain now allowing guests to rent out an entire theater for up to 20 people.
Nothing lifts your spirits like watching Sonic the Hedgehog in an abandoned building.
A University of Tennessee fan says his wife left him after he threw a beer bottle through a window during a loss to Kentucky. I'll assume it was a Bud Heavy.
Attention.
All right, I'm going to run that one again.
Okay.
A Tennessee fan says his wife left him after he threw a beer bottle through a window during a Kentucky loss. How many is going to have to throw away during basketball season?
The Ted Smith.
Did you hear that guy's comment?
No.
He said, I didn't do it. Tennessee did it because they lost.
Okay.
That guy.
Why she left.
CVS Pharmacy said it plans to hire 15,000 additional technicians to help dispense medication and coronavirus products.
Those are smooth, bro.
Yeah. CVS Pharmacy said it plans to hire an additional 15,000 technicians to help dispense medication and coronavirus products. And this is nice. A second cashier.
Seth. Hopefully everyone.
CVS Pharmacy announced that it plans to hire 15,000 additional pharmacy technicians to help dispense medication and coronavirus tests. And this is nice, a second cashier.
I forgot test. But as I read it on air, I was like, they're not passing out that.
No.
All right. I did not talk about this yesterday. I've been waiting to talk about it for over a week now. Can you guys guess my new favorite show?
Is this something we've heard about, or is this some weird thing that we know?
Oh, no. You've heard of this one.
Okay. It's been around for a while.
Long time.
It's on a major network.
I don't know about the newest version. It used to be.
Newest version.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a reboot of something, or is something
it's
that
been
just
continual.
Has continued?
It just has switched, I think, from one network you would have recognized. Now it's on like a paid thing. Premium. Okay.
I have no idea.
The Muppets.
Oh, wow. I was not going to guess it.
I know.
Is it HBO now?
I believe it's on HBO now. Yeah, there's new characters.
What?
Yes.
I did not realize I was a Muppet purist until you just made that statement.
Joe the Weasel from Legal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm Googling this. I
asked Mike. I saw him last week. I was annoying him. Joe from Legal. Just look up the Groundhog Day message. And Joe from Legal doesn't show up in a ton of skits, but his Groundhog Day message is perfect. There's a couple other new characters. And then I fell back in love with like the Swedish Chef. Here's my question. I'm not positive the Muppets is made for children.
It's not. It's on HBO and it's not in the morning.
Oh, do we have some Joe from Legal?
I do have it. Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also have a Joe that's a friend that's a lawyer. So we call him Joe the lawyer. So seeing Joe from Legal is amazing.
Salutations, Joe from Legal. I have been authorized by the Groundhog to read the following statement. Our appearance, with or without a shadow, in no way guarantees the length of winter, henceforth in perpetuity throughout the universe, and is therefore not legally actionable. In layman's terms, happy Groundhog Day. Footnote, while I am not technically a groundhog, I am a weasel and an attorney. Same thing.
All right.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I have some friends that have a new home. I spent some time with them. They do not have a TV. But the kid has like a little device to watch some certain shows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I started during the day. They were like, you haven't seen Joe from Legal. Kind of got into it. Then maybe later in the night after a few beverages, like I went down the whole thing. And there's episodes with Taye Diggs.
It's totally adults.
But I'm saying it's the same Muppet shows. They're teaching you a lesson. Like, I know the Muppets was for kids, but it seems like there's always enough jokes in it.
You know, the two old men in the balcony were definitely for adults.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, we definitely watched some of
that. That was definitely adult stuff. The musical guests were typically aligned with more...
I mean, they had people like Elton John.
Yeah.
You know, the kids don't care about Elton John, but you're like, holy crap, it's Elton John on the Muppets.
And they would change the lyrics to their song, depending on who they're doing a duet with or whatever. The best one was at one point in time, well, this was Sesame Street, but Oscar the Grouch, I think it was James Taylor, had a song like "Shine." Whenever I See Your Shining Face, or I can't remember what it was, but he's like, no one can tell me that I'm doing good today. He'd take the lyrics off and just totally trash them. It's great.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I'm all into the Muppets.
All right. I would not have guessed.
Hey, look, man, I'll burn one and watch the Muppets.
Yeah. Well, seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. I liked them when I watched them as a kid sober.
Yeah. So. And I can't, like, Joe from Legal is the only one I remember, but there is newer characters that they've that they've introduced the last few years. So, yeah, I say you lock into it. All right. Another random question. Mm-hmm. What do you think Martha Stewart missed most while in prison?
It's been a while.
Cooking. Weed.
Okay. So, not cooking. But you're Martha Stewart. It's also a just completely strange story. For some reason, Rosie O'Donnell goes to visit her there. Ooh. And Rosie even says that it's a little awkward because they're not super tight friends. This was 16 years ago. You're not wrong.
Right. Yeah.
They weren't super tight friends in real life. They only kind of knew each other from being celebrities. So Rosie goes down to Lynchburg, I want to say Virginia, and she's hanging out with her. And so she asks her, like, what is it, you know, you're missing? And Rosie's expecting her to say, my daughter, my dogs. But Martha Stewart says, the flavor of lemon.
What?
Hmm. Yeah.
That is such a Martha Stewart answer.
On my 18-year-old boyfriend's chest.
No.
Right. I think that's what she was going to say.
It's just odd. Like, I know she's Martha Stewart, but that's very specific.
Yeah, the taste of lemon. Like, really?
Right. You mean, like, Martha, do you mean lemon haze?
Right.
Like, like, you just mean regular lemon? All right, whatever.
I miss the taste of lemon.
I think a prison would have lemon.
Especially the prison she was at.
Yeah. Can I get a lime or a lemon in here?
Just drink your beer and shut up.
Well, because there's obviously fruit, because that's how the Pruno's getting made.
But that's dried fruit, as we understood, wasn't it?
No, it could be an apple core. It could be a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they don't have citrus in there. I don't know. Either way.
I think Martha Stewart's in there making Pruno, making toilet wine.
The finest toilet wine.
It would be the most delicious toilet wine you've ever had. I cultivated this toilet. I realize if it's 1/10 of my urine, it turns out it helps ferment the fruit.
Of course, Rosie O'Donnell, because she's a famous rich person as well. She arranged for a Capri lemon tree from Italy to be waiting on Martha's front porch the day she returned home.
Well, that was a kind gesture.
I'd want to hook her. That's just me if I'm getting out of prison. Like, yeah, I don't need your lemon tree.
Yeah, I'm with you. That wouldn't be my favorite. That wouldn't be my go-to. I also don't know that I've ever said, you know what I'm missing? Lemon.
No, I know.
Right? Like, you might eat lemon. I don't know. I'll do a shot of limoncello around Christmas with my Italian friends.
Sure.
Yeah.
Miles is out completely.
No problem with lemons. I like lemonade. Gives me heartburn, but I like it.
Yeah, lemonade's delicious, but yeah. All right, so I don't know if you guys saw this. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman got caught on a hot mic during the national anthem, which is kind of funny, too, because it's like...
You would think you'd kill the mic during a national anthem.
Right, but also, I don't know. Those guys have just been doing it for so long. I have a hard time imagining them saying almost anything on a microphone.
Right.
If they talk like that when they were on the air, it'd be much more entertaining.
Right. So basically, there's a flyover. Troy says that's a lot of jet fuel to do a little flyover. And then, you know, that's your hard-earned money at work, your tax dollars at work. That ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket, I'll tell you that, partner. Also, I do like the guy from Texas had to throw in a partner.
Partner. Because he is actually that guy.
Because you've been my boyfriend for 10 years.
But this is kind of the thing that always happens with the flyovers, right? Like, what is the exact cost, right? Because some people are like, well, it costs this and that. And then there's other things that say, well, they have to fly test missions anyhow.
Sure.
So they just schedule these in.
Right, so they're already using some of that fuel.
Whatever the training hours is, they have to do X amount a week. They just put that on there. And it's not like it's more. It's just a different exercise.
Right. So if they're already part of the budget, I don't know. It's a tough one. Number one, I just got to say, flyovers are awesome.
Yeah, like, if you're there, they're awesome.
Yeah. Now, listen, if you're flying over a closed, you know, when they had the Super Bowl in Texas and in Dallas and the roof is closed, like.
That's stupid.
Right. I don't think we need a flyover. But it kind of brings up a bigger conversation. Some people are totally against flyovers. Mm. Some people like them. I don't know. I just didn't. Where are you guys at on them?
Why is this Goodyear blimp up in the sky?
I mean, I think they're cool. I don't know that they're significant enough that anyone should actually be upset about it.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's like one of, like, you don't have to like them, but there's nothing about this that should actually make you angry. It's not like they're crop dusting things or dropping trash on people. I mean, it's they're flying.
I do like when people land on the field in the parachutes. That's fun.
With the football?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, if you're going to do that, that's the icing on the cake. No one bitches.
And I'll tell you, like, obviously, I saw, you could arguably make us the best flyovers because I went to an Army-Navy football game.
Now, well,
I know
sure.
That, that's a different thing altogether, is it's the two service academies. But it's unreal. Like, the Navy jets come cruising through with their stuff, yeah. And then the Army comes through with the helicopters.
CenturyLink will do a flyover with a big bomber every once in a while. It's just like, yeah. It's like,
it's only scary if they say, that was not scary.
Do you ever think that maybe one of those, because they always split the uprights when they come down, and, like, land on the 50-yard line if they can.
You're talking about the guy parachuting?
Yeah.
He's not splitting the uprights.
Yes, he is, because he's coming in from the backside, typically, right? Depending on the stadium, I guess, and what's open.
He lands on the 50. Right. I don't know that I've seen one fly through the uprights.
You think anyone's been donked off the left upright?
I think there's a reason they don't actually do that.
It's pretty close, man.
Man, you don't have the room.
It's pretty close.
You got 150 feet to get to the 50-yard line. If you're crossing it, well, I guess you get, what, 159 feet, whatever the hell. 100. But either way, man, I just don't think you could do it. Not on purpose.
You don't think it's good enough that the dude's landing a football on the 50 from a plane, Miles? Now he's got to split it upright?
I think it'd be great just to see a guy get donked off like the left upright and the referee go, no good.
Yeah, I believe he's landing on the 50 though, man. I don't think he's getting through the uprights. Plus, he'd have to drop down so quick.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I will say, you talk about hitting an upright. When you watch college football, I like watching a lot of college football, which is obviously not the same level as the NFL.
Well, yeah.
So they miss stuff all the time. But there is something very unique and cool, if it's not your team, about the sound of the ball hitting the upright. Right? Just like, oh, I missed it. Or when it, you know, sometimes it goes in on your favor.
Sometimes.
Oh! Okay, they've smacked into the wall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. The idea of a dude, military or not, parachuting out. Yeah,
that's the guy.
Can't we just be happy that he's landed on the ball, the 50?
Oh, I think man. They should be happy just the fact they land on the field at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I'd be up in the 300 levels.
Now, it's not like you come in slow. I think people misperceive. You're coming in at a pretty good goddamn clip, man.
Yeah, they're hauling butt down there. Let's see. What are you going to watch tonight? Obviously, I'm going to watch a little bit of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of exciting. What are we thinking? Rays? Dodgers?
I think the Dodgers win, but I hope the Rays do.
All right, Miles.
I'm going to go on the Zunino train. I'm going to go Rays just based on... I want to see a Mariner win a World Series.
All right. I think I was going to cheer for the Rays just because they're not as big as the Dodgers.
Well, they have one of the smallest
payrolls.
I'm
cheering for the Rays. We could pay the payroll on the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Everybody, what kind of spare change do you have in that jar in your kitchen? Like, that is their payroll.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I just hope it's a good series. I hope it goes 7 games like the ALS and the NLCS did.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know what? That's what I hope for. Game 7.
You can tell we're not fans of either team when you go, boy, I hope it goes 7 games. Because then you're a fan. I want this done.
The World Series is great to watch every night when it's on, as long as it's competitive. So,
right.
As long as it's close. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go, TV Time with Ted. You are listening to The Men's Room.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Colorado Meemaw in trouble after her pet deer gores her neighbor, who was walking her dog. Meanwhile, a new sex doll is so realistic, a customer wants it to be the girlfriend to his hog. Florida man arrested after tagging girlfriend drunk with a pumpkin. Police looking for poacher who shot a buck with a crossbow out of his car. Can you say bumpkin? And Florida man finds the biggest one ever. And it's 6 inches, ladies. And time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, we go to Colorado for our top story, where a woman had to answer for her pet. A neighbor of hers was out walking her dog in the area, and that's when the woman's pet decided to attack. Unfortunately for the neighbor, the woman's pet was actually a deer. The young buck rushed the neighbor and her dog and managed to gore the neighbor pretty badly, and the woman is facing charges.
The young buck.
That's what I'm thinking.
See what I did there? Yeah, she adopted it like a year ago when it was just a little fawn, and well, now he's got the antlers to show for it now.
That's a problem.
That's an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, deer are not near as nice as you think they are. Now, they're not necessarily always aggressive, but they will put up the dukes if they need to.
It's Disney, man, I'm telling you.
That's right. They're screwing it up. Animals suck.
Remember that, kids. Animals are horrible creatures.
Right.
Yeah, venison's delicious, though.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. In other news, we go to Florida for another winner of the relationship. Police were called to a home after a man got heavily intoxicated, seemingly while carving a pumpkin. While he was under the influence, the man got into a heated verbal argument with his lady, and the argument that boiled to the point that he threw the pumpkin at her as well as all the innards. When police arrived, they found the victim covered in pumpkin seeds and arrested the man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Drunk at 2 a.m. Why are you hurling a pumpkin at your girl?
Right, what are you doing?
Because you're drunk.
2 a.m.? Oh, I missed that part. Seems a little late to carve a pumpkin.
Again,
well, you're drunk. You're what are
drunk.
You going to do?
Yeah. Nothing yeah. better than a knife and a gourd.
Pumpkin seeds ready to put in the oven. It's all right. Good.
It's a weird texture when you put your hand in there.
It is uncomfortable, yeah.
Thing is that you're carving a pumpkin, you're going to have a nice night. Okay, you're drinking, you're throwing a few back, I get it. Really, the argument gets to the point that you're going to throw this pumpkin, which honestly, it's not like it's going to be light. It's going to hurt like hell.
Yeah, it's a
like,
pumpkin.
Yeah, but it seems like Florida is the capital of people getting hit domestically with food.
I would like say more than any other
slice
state.
Of pizza, it seems like. There's always
burritos.
Remember the guy who his wife or girlfriend threw out a box of pizza that he had out and had a piece in it that he attacked her with that.
You're also right. Like, I don't know. Even if you said it was 9 o'clock at night, still a terrible story, but I'm like, all right. It's like 2 a.m. Jesus.
Come on. Right.
Florida, get it together.
Just go to bed, mate.
Yeah.
Let's start carving them. It's midnight.
Yeah, you have a couple pops, you carve them around 7 or 8.
Right. No, sir. 2 o'clock, you're at the end of your night. Last call. Go to bed. Brush your teeth.
Take that nap.
We have a headlines update. You may recall a story from a while back about a man that stopped a knife-wielding assailant while armed with a narwhal tusk.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the encounter, the man stabbed the assailant with said tusk and managed to kill him, getting him locked up on murder charges.
Ooh.
Well, he's just been given a pardon from the Queen for his act of bravery. The pardon takes 10 months off of his 17-year sentence and qualifies him for parole in a few months.
Hmm.
I read that, and I was like, all right, got him a pardon, cool. And then it said it took 10 months off of his 17-year sentence.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know, I don't want to sound ungrateful,
right.
But can we up that a little bit?
But then he's also up for parole. Maybe it's because I just don't understand quite how that system works.
But what if he doesn't get parole? I mean, it's great to be up for parole. It's like saying you're up for an award. It doesn't mean you won it.
Right. If I'm sitting in jail and somebody says, oi, the Queen's pardon you, I'm thinking, cool, I'm getting out of here.
No.
No.
No, she took 10 months off your 17-year sentence. Would you like some skinless bangers, though?
Got about 16 years left and we'll let you out.
But then he gets parole. I don't get, never mind.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe he gets parole.
Maybe he gets parole.
We're still keeping an eye on you.
Not trust you with a normal tusk.
That damn normal tusk is where?
Oh, man.
Over in the UK, citizens of Birmingham are in an uproar over a video that surfaced online.
Back to Birmingham.
Back to Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually a little bit surprised. I thought you stole one of my stories. It's not. It's a different story altogether. The video shows a, quote, reckless yob launching a firework off of a bridge into oncoming traffic. The firework explodes in impressive display, but locals are all condemning the behavior as massively dangerous. Which, of course, it is. It's an idiot. You called the guy a massive yob, which I've got to assume is British for stupid.
Yeah, jackass, idiot, whatever.
Exploded a firework in the middle of the road. Good work. Sex robots are getting a little too realistic, it would seem.
No, they're not.
The AI company that specializes in robotic companions for those in the market said in an interview that technologies are advancing to the point that clients are able to make their ideal companion, and some will even grow to prefer their company versus that of the real world. As proof of this discovery, after posting one of their new models on Instagram, one user commented with serious interest that he wanted the device as his girlfriend. Girlfriend used that terminology. Wow.
I mean, whatever you like.
I want her to be my girl.
Hey, I like you. I like you a lot.
And I get it. People get lonely. People do things when they're lonely. But there's something about sex robot people that just... It's
the future, man.
I guess.
You didn't know that Miss Jetson, whatever her name was, sex robot.
Well, here's the thing, too, like... Even if you use some type of machinery to help yourself.
Sure.
You don't have a relationship with it.
No.
No.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, like, watching a movie.
Right. Like,
I mean, sleeping on the moves. Other than having sex, like, you're still alone.
And you can't, like, stuff it in your closet or something. You know what I mean? Like, if people come over.
I mean, I know that they try to make those faces look realistic. I just don't know if I could do it.
You could.
You get desperate enough, I suppose.
I was just saying, but it's like, deep down, we could. You know, you can give it a test run. Sure. Like, not so bad.
What are you thinking, Miles?
I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I can't imagine.
Oh, boy.
Having sex with anything.
Over in Utah, a fraternity is under fire for doing a very frat thing. The group went to the local zoo and bought all 150 tickets for a time slot for their Boo Lights walkthrough tour. After the group descended upon the zoo, they completely trashed the place. Witnesses accused them of smashing pumpkins, smashed bottles of alcohol, and destroyed multiple decorations around the zoo. Police were called, and the fraternity has reached out saying that they're committed to making things right.
Again, when you're in college, you're still an adult.
Exactly. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.